Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. Hello, whole world. I know Monday is the day that Ilona always says, oh, I love Mondays. I don't think so. A lot of my friends will say the same, but for whatever reason, that's the day that I have the most energy. And anyway, every day I have a lot of energy, but on Monday is something crazy. It's happening. I'm like, is my show Accent On again? Oh, what will happen? And this was one of those weeks that I didn't know if I have a guest, my dream guest. I supposed to have today Tony Relic. Hello, Tony. And he is amazing singer, songwriter, actor, somebody that I met a few years ago. And I was hoping to just co-write with him and just be friend with his greatness. A very young, beautiful man. I know he's coming soon. Hopefully, you know, in a few weeks, we'll be having him back. But for whatever reason, Tony said, oh, one dose. Oh, I'm so sorry. And da-da-da-da-da-da, story, important story. I just cannot do it. I'm like, oh, don't worry, all is okay, no worry. But he said, you need to have this lady on the show. You need to have her. She's amazing. I'm like, yeah, of course. Like always in life, we don't know why life takes us this direction, that direction, this direction. Then I got the information about the singer, songwriter, and her name is Paige. Hello, Paige.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my gosh. Are you going by two names or only Paige?
I go by Paige Bryan.
Okay, then Paige Bryan, but I will be talking to you like Paige is okay?
Yeah. Paige is just fine.
If not, you'll need to call to me Ilona Europa. But I'm just Ilona, fine for us.
Okay.
Then, yes, I got information about Paige, and that was like Sunday morning, and her manager, I just wrote in my funky Polish English style, always mistakes all over, but that's what this accent on about people in America who have an accent, and they are just hoping to just being part of this great society, and sometimes they are winners, which I hope I am. One of them. Anyway, then I didn't hear from Paige and not from manager. I knew she's busy. I know she was traveling, which Paige will tell us everything about this in a second. And then I canceled the show for today. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's just play something from the past, which I don't like to do too often. But this was one of those days. What can you do? I know I was just, you know, asking somebody on a very short notice. Anyway, then I'm getting this beautiful email from manager, and she says, no, she's coming. I was like 3 hours ago, 4 hours ago. I'm just so happy. Okay, too much talking, but I am happy. I have a Paige with us and her music and her beauty, because this girl is a killer.
Oh, you're sweet.
Oh, my gosh. How tall are you?
5'11".
Oh, my gosh, her hair. Everybody's going to, of course, my page, Facebook page, because that's where I put few pictures of Paige. And I'm telling you, people, pictures are great, but in life, you cannot even imagine. Her smile is just so warm and so cozy. I know, I need to describe you, sorry. In few weeks or few months, we'll be having TV show. We'll be taped. Hey, somebody loves me, my daughter. Okay, Natashka. We'll be taping Accent On, hopefully, and we'll be seen. Come on, child, my daughter again. She loves me. Quiet. Okay, but for right now, I need to describe how my guest look. Then again, she's beautiful, tall. She has amazing, curly, beautiful hair. Her teeth are like where they came from. Smile bigger than life. And obvious, her legs. Very, very tall. She's gorgeous. And when you add to it, singer, songwriter, performer, and daughter of very, very known comedian, actor, people that just love to probably hug when they meet him. His name is Sinbad. It's your daddy.
That's my daddy, yeah.
And I know in a way we need to say hi to daddy because we love daddy. And we need to say hi to mommy. Is this okay to say?
Yes. Hi, mom. Hi, dad.
Mama, yeah. Mama put us together in some cute way. She was very, very amazing, when I talk back and forth with her. Great, great support. That's what I'm saying. Because I'm saying mother. I'm crazy about my daughters. I have two daughters. They both are in music business. Then... I know without parents' support, it's very, very hard.
I'm very blessed. I'm very lucky.
That's why your eyes are smiley all the time. You feel safe in this world. That's great. Okay. If I can describe your career, because you are very young. I will say dream. From the beginning, you wanted to be a performer and singer. And I read your bio. You said you were watching Daddy to perform on the stage. And that's why you said, that's my place also. And how old you were when you just said, Dad, give me a space. I want to be, you know.
You know, I don't know. I don't know the exact age where I probably was like, this is what I want to do. Because my dad's been doing it since before I was born. So, it's always felt natural. It's always felt like home to me. Even when he would perform, you know, they would tell me stories how I would be sitting on the side of the stage waiting for the perfect moment to go out there. So I think from the time I was very, very young, even without me being fully aware of it, I just knew that the stage was somewhere I wanted to be. And as I got older, it just... You know, it just never went away. It never was kind of like just, oh, when you were young, you wanted to be a singer. No, the older I got, the more hungry I got for it, the more excited I was to pursue it. And so I feel like I'm definitely one of those blessed people who from very young has just always known what I was meant to do.
Yes, and I like that. You know, a lot of people cannot find themselves for a long, long time, but I agree with you. Most of artists... From the beginning, they know that that's what they want to do, paintings or, you know, just sculpturing or just being artists or actors. That's the dream that we have. And but I'm sure eventually you remember this one day that you pick up the microphone and it was more serious than normally in home when you are in front of, you know, mirror and saying, ha, ha, ha. Do you remember this first show that you felt, oh, you on the stage and... That's your space.
Well, that, I mean, my very first show where I felt like, okay, because I think even when you know this is what you want to do, there's a difference between knowing what you want to do and then actually being like, okay, but am I equipped to actually do it? And I think that for me, it was my very first show ever. I performed actually at the Soul Beach Music Festival in Aruba. That was my very first show. And I was opening up for Erykah Badu.
Oh, my gosh.
No pressure.
No.
And, you know, it was one of those things where I went in. I took it very seriously. We rehearsed like crazy. I went and I was ready. And the morning of the show, I woke up and I had absolutely no voice. Like, everything was gone. Like, I couldn't speak at all. And, you know, I'm a little hoarse now, but I could get through. Like, there was, like, I woke up and I was in tears. I was like, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? And... I don't know. I just got on that stage. You know, I spent the whole day. I prayed and I was just like, all right, it's going to be what it's going to be. And it was really traumatizing for it to be my very first performance. And I just got on that stage and everything just came so naturally and felt so right. Whatever changes I need to make, it was like I didn't think twice about them. Whatever I needed to do. And in that moment, I just, everything that was wrong was totally out of my brain. And I just was experiencing this very, like, out of body amazing experience. And when I walked off that stage, I was like, yeah, no, I can do this. Like, I know I can do this.
You know, I always like to repeat certain things that my guests are saying and to let our listeners also feel that they learn something for us. And you said something very, very important. Seems like everything was going wrong way. And you had a choice. Go on a stage or just pray. Do everything what you think you can and just fight for this one, the first, the most important, like, show for you. and just see what's happened. And I think there are many times in life we have situations like that, and a lot of people under so many funky circumstances, they will say, oh, no, no, no. My voice is wrong. I don't think so. I can do it. I will fail. People will not like me. I don't want these memories. No. And you said yes, because you pushed the 10% more, harder, you know, and grab something that was there in front of you, and you didn't give up. That's, I think, a sign from the God that gave you this day, that you still could finish and sing well. Probably everything was just fine.
It definitely was one of those, like, as soon as I went up there, you tell yourself, you kind of laugh and go, why was I freaking out all day? But, you know, and it too is just was a lesson. Like I said, it let me know that, like, I can do this, because in that situation, I lost my voice and everything was going wrong. But in this business, as you know, it won't be the last time everything goes wrong. Oh, it won't be the last time things aren't what they're supposed to be. And the thing about doing this is that we, you know, you don't always have the luxury in this business of just saying, sorry, I don't feel good, I can't do it. Or sorry, everything's going wrong, I can't do it. And so it's about figuring out a way around it and just believing that there's always a way out. Because half of the time, you know, even if you have to make adjustments in your show, people don't know that. Like, absolutely, the audience doesn't know. Nobody knows that, well, this is what we rehearsed, but then this is what they did. So you just have to go out and do with the same passion and conviction what changes or what adaptations of your show you need to do than what you knew. And it's just, it's kind of, when you love what you do that
and
willingly.
And public perfectly understand that. If you, if they feel this good energy and they feel like you are doing the best, oh my gosh, the heart is so open.
Yeah.
Okay, we are talking about you singing. We need to play some song. Okay, Paige, Brian, we have London Bridges. I understand that it's from your new LP?
Yeah, I have an EP coming out this summer. So these songs are from my upcoming EP.
There'll be six songs or five songs?
Five songs.
Five songs. And then we have London, and we have Someday, One Day, and Walk a Mile. Which one is the best one to start our show?
Oh, let's start with, I don't know, all three of them are so different and speak to different sides of me, but let's start with Someday, One Day. That was when I was feeling a little cutesy on that one, so we can do that one.
Okay, Someday, One Day.
Do you? I don't mean to rain on your parade, but love for me is never ever safe. It's always hello, then goodbye. I heart you, just kidding. I'm sorry, but I try. And I know that I could crawl under a rock, hide from all the pain and praying that it would stop. My daddy saying nothing good comes easy. Baby girl, please believe me. Yeah. So instead, I'll take life as it comes, one day at a time, soaking in the sun. Everything's gonna be alright. I know I'm gonna be alright. So even when my fear endows, I won't give up now. Cause I'd rather be the girl wishing and hoping and praying for one day. And I know that I could crawl under a rock, hide from all the pain and praying that it would stop. My daddy said nothing good comes easy. Baby girl, please believe me. Yeah. So instead I'll take life as it comes, one day at a time, soaking in the sun. Everything's gonna be alright.
still upset that other brother let you fall and broke your heart to pieces cause he couldn't give it all. Girl, I'd give you everything if you would give me a call. Take a deep breath, yeah, let it out. Get your groove back, Stella, here and now. Here's your chance to romance some new things. Got my suit and tie, let me show you a few things.
You are so good. Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
Paige, what a voice. And the song is gorgeous. Feel good. Really, really makes me just happy, light, and good message. And just, all will be okay. Life is good. You know, we need songs like that. I know we are artists. I know the songs that you write and co-write probably have a lot of sadness about them too. And yeah, different energies depends when you wake up and what you want to say to people who listen. This is one of those that you want right away on the radio.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. Yeah. It's like you said, because I'm a songwriter as well, and this EP, I had a really cool opportunity. I co-wrote with one of my best friends, and so it was just really cool to be able to take from, you know, I wrote all these songs coming out of an experience that really just kind of like threw my life upside down. And so, you know, but I love the approach we took in writing the songs, which was, you know, which, you know, I have done before, but we didn't go the really like angry, I hate you, my life is over route. It was really more so wanting to portray the message that, hey, even when life messes up, when it turns upside down, it's, you should still have hope and you should still live in that light and in that space that there is light at the end of the tunnel. There is the sun shining down on your face at the end of the storm. And so, that's kind of what we wanted. So even though I was going through something where I felt like it was all over, it was about, you know, not giving in. It was about not conceding to that energy and just being like, no, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to get through this. And, you know, so that's where songs like this came from. Instead of harping on lost love, you focus on the right one that will come and, you know.
Okay, man, we have four more songs on this beautiful CD of yours. The four one are sad or happy. How the next four on your CD? What mood?
You have London Bridges, which is actually my single. Yeah, it's actually my single right now. That one, I call it my dramatic song. But that one too, it's about that feeling. In the chorus, I write, you know, like London Bridges falling down. You feel it's all crumbling around you. But at the end of the day, it's like you'll rebuild. We always go through things in life where we really feel like there's no way I'm going to get through this. Like, no, this is the one that's just going to break me. And I feel that although it may seem like that in the moment, you can't ever surrender to that feeling. You can't ever surrender to that notion because though we all do face really challenging circumstances from time to time, they don't have to be permanent. And so that song, again, it's just one that, you know, is me pouring my heart out about like, I can't believe this is happening, but I'm choosing to be okay. I'm choosing to rebuild. I'm choosing to grow and learn from this experience. Let's see, what other songs?
Walk a Mile.
Yeah, which I think you'll be playing as well. That one, that one's like my sassy one. That's the one where I get to have a lot of attitude and I get, you know, not in a like degrading, put him down kind of way, but just kind of get to be like, seriously, like you left me? Aww. Do you know what this was like? you weren't the easiest person to be with. So, yeah, that one, it gets to be fun. I just have, you know, get to have like a sassy attitude. Yeah. And then, one of the other songs on the album is called Higher. And that one again is just kind of, it's more of like a pop dance track. And it's, you know, it's just about, you know, just that, like, love is one of the most beautiful feelings, I think, out there. And so, and the way that love can be expressed, it doesn't always have to be from a romantic place. Love is from a spiritual place. It's from a parental place. It's from a friendship place. And so, you know, it's just the feeling that you get when you love someone and when you know someone loves you back, and just kind of, you know, like people say all the time, it like takes you on this high, and you just learn that in life. Or my personal philosophy is that love can, well, it will get you through anything. It'll rise above any and everything you're going
and
through.
And we have many different forms of love.
Many different forms.
And friendships is another mm-hmm. type. You know, it's just whoever gets you through this hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be religion. This could be mm-hmm. a friend. This could be your animal.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Without my dog.
Everything, God knows my dog has gotten me through. So.
That's my
two. Some of the worst, yeah.
Trust me. Then I could listen to you forever. You need to have like a radio show. Oh, you have one.
I do. I have a podcast. I have a podcast with one of my best friends. His name is Chase Anthony. He's a comedian. And yeah, we just kind of are, you know, it's on iTunes and SoundCloud. And it's just kind of our perspective on being two up-and-coming artists in this business. And you know, what we think about the business, the challenges we face, the challenges in trying to make it, and then the challenges in trying to stay grounded and trying to, you know, be true. Yeah, it's a real roller coaster. And so it's proven to be a lot of fun because it's nice to have that outlet, you know. So a lot of times I can just go on there and say what I need to say and then move on in real life.
And like I said, you have a really nice style, and we can listen to you forever because you're very thoughtful and you live your life with this beautiful, gorgeous smile. I hope this will carry you for ever,
you
know. Then sometimes, you know, when you're a little bit older, like me, I feel the same way, but sometimes I feel more beat up or beat down by situation. And everybody knows I'm writing my own stuff. Then one of the songs that were maybe not so happy, but also in a way I was asking, who's gonna save me when I will be falling apart? And mm-hmm. I had like no answers. And that's another song that I wrote, which is not so happy, but really is happy.
days, cold nights. She went left, I went right. So we took a chance, rolled dice. Win some, lose some, oh well, that's life. Only thing I'm tripping off is, what about the talk to the kids in the crib? Us in 5 years, how you disappear after everything we did? Everything we built, bottom to the tip. Now she's steady, cause she running around the city. Seen her at the club with her swag looking silly. Knowing she's supposed to be at home with me. Now she out of place like she don't know me, yeah. Honestly, I feel bad for her, cause to the core, I was everything she asked for. But things happen for a reason. New woman, new season, I gotta like.
That's how I felt 3 years ago. And still I feel this way. Who's going to save me? Oh, my gosh. And obvious answer is I need to save myself.
Yeah.
You know? And that's when you were describing different moods and different approach for the same topic, love, you know, breaking up and coming back from it. And, you know, we have different ways of singing about the same things. And that's what artists do. And I just love it. Because your London Bridge, that's Bridges, that's mm-hmm. what you said. Again, is another way of looking at something that falls apart and maybe is down and somehow, somewhere, need to be rebuilt, yes? Exactly. Can I play your song right now?
Yes, please do.
Okay, and this is a single, yes, from your album?
Yes, this is the single out right now. It's you can get it on iTunes. And yeah, like you said, it's just about, you know, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to feel like frustrated about your situation, but it's about what are you going to choose to do for yourself to get through it? Because we all have a choice. We have a choice to live in our pain or to grow and move on from it. And so this was a song I wrote and co-wrote with one of my best friends. And, you know, because I made the choice to rebuild so I could be happy.
You look happy to me.
I am happy. I'm very happy.
Okay, I cannot wait to listen to this one.
Brick by brick, we set a foundation. Every stone that we laid was our love's salvation. We built a bridge to connect our dreams. High as the sky, touching heaven, so it seemed hard to imagine we would lose it all.
oh my gosh, again, I need to say oh my gosh, because I have this feeling about this song, the dance floor will go crazy for this song. And like we were talking when people were listening and we were all listening, that I think with remix, right remix, this song can go so, so, so big.
Well, that is the plan.
That's the plan.
That is the plan. That's what I want. Yeah.
And I will be talking to my radio dance promoter, independent, and I will put you together with him, and he will give you opinion. But I like to make these little predictions, and because this is really, I hope we are doing some type of premiere for the gorgeous three songs of yours. I will feel like motherly towards this one. I love it. It has this you know, anthem.
Yeah.
Sounding, and your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Just not so many girls can sing the way how you do. You have amazing voice. Who gave you this voice? Who in your family sings so well?
Well, I personally believe God gave me my voice. But there's a lot of people in my family. My family is really musical. Even my dad, he doesn't sing necessarily, but he plays guitar and drums and percussion, and my mom can sing, and you know, my uncle can sing. My grandfather on my mom's side could sing. So my family, there's a lot of musicality within my family. But
okay.
I always say that, you know, what I have, I didn't do anything for. God gave it to me. So I always am really grateful for it, too, because I think it's a gift.
It's a gift. You have beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And I'm very, very proud to have you. Tony, again, thank you for allowing us to listen to Paige's music. She's very special. And I hope our listeners love her. And they will be probably listening over and over to my show. That's my goal. More and more downloads. That's my goal. And I hope you will make you famous. Okay, fast.
Okay. I will receive that.
I know I have one more song, Walk a Mile, which we're talking a little bit about this song. I want to come back. Maybe we'll play in the end of the show. I want to close my show with your song. And I want to learn a little bit about you growing up in L.A.
Okay.
Because you have an amazing band. You have a great recording behind you.
The right
people just care for you. And they bring this great sound that really suits you so well. Then I would like to hear more a little bit about them.
Okay. They are, I call them my dream team. Because I'm very much so, I know that... every time I get up on that stage, I can't do what I do without them. And so I'm so grateful to them. I have such an amazing band. And outside of their abilities in their respected instruments, like, they're just amazing humans. Like, they're amazing human beings. And I just feel so honored every single day that I get to stand up on stage with them. And what's also too fun is that it's fun to be with them. We're like a little family. So, you know, we have so much fun on stage together, and then we can have fun off stage together, which is really important, because when you're on the road with people and, you know, you don't want to be stuck with people you don't like. And you have no rapport with. And so I've just been really blessed. Some people have been with me since the beginning, and some people may have been just like in this last year. But, you know, I started praying, and I just asked God, you know, for me, it's really important that, as far as like my team, if you will, the team of people around me, it's really important, yes, that they're talented and they're gifted and they're professional and all that. But I'm very big on who the person is and the heart, because it's so easy in this business to get lost. It's so easy in this business to head down a wrong path. And it's really important to me to stay grounded, to stay humble, and to just stay aware of why I'm in the position that I'm in. And I feel that, you know, I'm a vessel and that I'm being used to do something much bigger than me. So it's really important that I'm surrounded by people who share the same sentiment and kind of have the same spirit. And so I started praying for that, because that's not really easy to find in this business. I'm sure you know you'll find way more people who are very talented, but they're
for the wrong reason. They'll leave you for
And so it's loyalty and morals and all that stuff don't always come hand in hand with talent in this business. And so I just feel really, really so blessed, because the people that I work with have just been a true answer to prayer. And I love them so much. Like, honestly, I love them. I'm very possessive over them. Like, I get such an attitude if they have, like, another gig or something.
Okay,
I'm like,
let's give them some names for people to just know them.
For people to know them? Yeah. Okay, so my two singers, Chandra Dixon and Rachel Escalera. Chandra's been with me since my very first album. So since day one, Rachel's been with me for a couple years. I mean, those two girls, like, I couldn't ask for two more beautiful, amazing, big-hearted, pure-hearted people to be next to me. And, I don't just get to work with them. I consider them my friends, my family. And so I love them to death. My MD, my musical director, his name is Ron Allen. He's just, he's like a freak of nature. Wow. He's a freak of nature. I have a couple guitar players that are friends of mine, Chris Payton and Tyler Logan. I'm lucky. I feel like I don't want to say like everyone's name, because I don't want people to go like take them from me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, you're right.
Because I'm so possessive. I'm like, no, why do you have another gig?
Somehow I believe they will never leave you.
I hope you are
on a way to something really big.
Thank you.
I feel your energy. That's so funny. But really, that's true. You got this. It.
Thank you.
Aura about you and goodness and likeness. This is something you cannot buy. This is who you are. And your music also shows. Your voice is just amazing. And I don't need to just overprice you, because your voice is amazing. Then I don't know what can stop you from being very, very successful. Like always, it's a journey for the right songs, eventually compilation on your album, and the right single. That's what breaks you to the business. And I remember in Europe, I had 70 songs almost recorded with orchestras and bands, and I couldn't break to radio the one real hit. Drove me crazy, because I was on a stage, a lot of people were singing, people were clapping, they were loving me, I was beautiful, I did everything right, but I didn't have the one song that, like, I know this is a hit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you wait years, I think 7 years took me to just record the one hit, then second right away, then the third, and honestly the three hits on the radio just carried me for, I think, 15 years of my career in Europe on the stage. Because people start liking everything around these three hits. Because they had ears for you for rest of your music. But still, the song that we call the hit, need to break to the, hopefully, radio and people's hearts. And I rethink London Bridge is this the one.
Oh, thank you.
I know you have two more that you didn't show us, and hopefully you'll be back, maybe with Tony, and then we'll be playing the two more from your album. But for right now, because you mentioned about so many people that you love and care for you, and you are the wonderful daughter that every mother will be proud to have you as a child. I'm proud of, Natasha Miraya, my daughter, and Kit Genius. They both are studying at USC, and just they created the song The Way I Am. And of course, I need to play this one too.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end there's nothing left to say. Tell me.
to your heart that I couldn't save. You tried, but somehow still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you love me, then you left me. And you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me? If in the end there's nothing left to say, tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes.
I cannot believe these children are so talented. You are talented. You are a singer, songwriter. Are you writing your lyrics also?
I do.
Mm-hmm. That's
I do.
Amazing. Natasha Miraya and Kid Genius also, they both are writing. The arrangement is just amazing. Production is just so
great.
Hard. All of you just belong to today's music scene. And I know this will happen to all of you. It's just no way. Everybody's working too hard to not get where they want to go.
Yeah, the trick is to just not give up. Mm-hmm. You have to be willing to put in the work. So.
And you mentioned it also, you have sister and brother, yes? And
they both, I do.
Yes, and your brother is mostly interested in a movie
in
making.
Film, yeah. He's actually finishing up school right now for directing. And then my sister, she's musical too. She, in high school, was in musical theater. And, you know, she loves to sing. She loves to act. So right now she's a sophomore in college. So I don't know. We'll see. If that goes somewhere, we don't know.
And your daddy, did he ever see you on a stage?
Oh, yeah. My mom and dad are like my number one fans. And so he definitely, if he can be there, he will be there. And it's so awesome. I was just in Texas recently. And so he literally was there the whole week and a half until he had to leave. And so
good.
It's awesome.
Okay. You need to give us your website.
Yes, my website is PageBryan.com.
I need to give us your Twitter, everything what you want.
Twitter is I am Paige Bryan, Facebook, Paige Bryan Official, which again, you can get access to all of these things, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, all of that from my website.
That's beautiful.
So you don't have to remember everything. You just remember PageBryan.com. You can.
And your manager, the name?
Meredith Adkins. So, okay. And all that for like booking information and all that is also on my website.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And you know what? CBS is soon asking us to let them have a news time. But we need to finish with your last song for today, Walk a Mile. Okay.
Okay.
That's what we'll be doing.
Walk a mile, walk a mile, eh. Walk a mile, walk a mile. Walk a mile, walk a mile, eh.
Down, rock with you, I would be a soldier. Now things in your past didn't faze me. No, stuck with you even through the crazy. So I don't understand why you're acting this way. You say loving me was too hard for you, babe. You got me like, my girls were like, your homies like, our lovers like.
I'm about to spit some words that cause an injury. And I ain't mad cause you ain't sitting here next to me. That spot is not reserved for someone who ain't stressing me. I got my heart broken, yeah, it's like it's made of glass. So watch your feet while I sweep up our bitter past and throw it out with the rest of our forgotten trash. They say love is funny, I forgot to laugh. You're in my prayers and I'm wishing you the best. But for now, come get your stuff to the left, to the left. And I'm stoked about my life, looking up at what's next. Yeah, the future's kinda bright, I must confess. Yeah, man.
Boy, you're so quick to leave me. Did you really think that loving you was easy? Walk 'em out, walk 'em out, walk 'em out, eh. Walk 'em out, walk 'em out, walk 'em out, eh. Hope you find what you need, eh. Ain't nobody gonna love you like me, yeah. Walk 'em out, walk 'em out, walk 'em out, eh. Walk 'em out, walk 'em out, walk 'em out, in my shoes, eh.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.